Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. Psalm 45 verse 6 reads, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest iniquity. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." Now, of course, this is quoted in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 about Jesus Christ. "Unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." So, by looking at Psalm 45 and Hebrews chapter 1, we clearly see that Jesus Christ is God. There's no question about the deity, the divinity of Jesus Christ, because unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. But then he says in the next verse, "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." So how can God have his God? Well, that's simple, because Jesus talked about with the disciples that he would ascend unto, he said, "I'm ascending to my God and your God." Okay, so when Jesus says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Who's he talking about? He's talking about God the Father. So he calls God the Father my God. That's why in Psalm 45 it says, "Therefore God, thy God," talking to Jesus, saying, "Your God, Jesus, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." So Jesus didn't anoint himself, but God the Father anointed Jesus with the oil of gladness above his fellows. And, you know, Jesus calls God the Father my God. And it says here, thy God, to Jesus. So Jesus is God, but then there's Jesus' God, which is God the Father. You say, "Well, that's two gods, that's three gods. You believe in three different gods." No, because the Bible says there's only one God. And that one God is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Why? Because these three are one. They're not one person, but they make up one God. Okay, you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and those three are one God.